lip gloss, no matter what her friends were doing, end of story. Michelle pressed her hand to her chest. She slowly walked up the aisle, giving herself time to transition into a reasoned and logical person. Ashley's back was to Michelle as she examined lipstick shades. She twisted the tubes with an expert flick of her wrist, because of course when she was with her friends, Ashley tried on all their makeup, and they practiced on each other because that was what girls did. Some girls, at least. Michelle had never felt that pull toward primping. She could still recall her own mother's screeching tone when Michelle had refused to shave her legs. "You'll never be able to wear pantyhose." Michelle's response, "Thank God." That was years ago. Her mother was long gone. Michelle was a grown woman with her own child, and like every woman, she had vowed not to make her mother's mistakes. Had she overcorrected? Were her general tomboyish tendencies punishing her daughter? Was Ashley really old enough to wear makeup? But because Michelle had no interest in eyeliners and bronzers and whatever else it was that Ashley watched for endless hours on YouTube, she was depriving her daughter of a certain type of girl's passage into womanhood? Michelle had done the research on juvenile milestones. 11 was an important age, a so-called benchmark year, the point at which children had attained roughly 50% of the power. You had to start negotiating rather than simply ordering them around, which was very well reasoned in the abstract, but in practice was terrifying. "Oh." Ashley saw her mother and frantically jammed the lipstick into the display. I was...
"It's all right."
Michelle stroked back her daughter's long hair. So many bottles of shampoo in the shower, and conditioner, and soaps and moisturizers, when Michelle's only beauty routine involved sweat-proof sunscreen.
"Sorry."
Ashley wiped at the smear of lip gloss on her mouth.
"It's pretty."
Michelle tried.
"Really?"
Ashley beamed at her in a way that tugged every string of Michelle's heart.
"Did you see this?"
She meant the lip gloss display.
"They have one that's tinted, so it's supposed to last longer. But this one has cherry flavoring, and Haley says, but..."
Silently, Michelle filled in the words. "Boys like it more." The assorted Hemsworths on Ashley's bedroom walls had not gone unnoticed. Michelle asked,
"Which do you like most?"
"Well..."
Ashley shrugged, but there was not much an 11-year-old did not have an opinion on.
"I guess the tinted type lasts longer, right?"
Michelle offered,
"That makes sense."
Ashley was still weighing the two items.
"The cherry kind tastes like chemicals. Like, I always chew. I mean, if I wore it, I would probably chew it off because it would irritate me."
Michelle nodded, biting back the polemic raging inside her. "You are beautiful, you are smart, you are so funny and talented. And you should only do things that make you happy because that's what attracts the worthy boys who think that the happy, secure girls are the interesting ones." Instead, she told Ashley,
"Pick the one you like and I'll give you an advance on your allowance."
"Mom!"
She screamed so loudly that people looked up. The dancing that followed was more Tigger than Shakira.
"Are you serious? You guys said..."
"You guys." Michelle gave an inward groan. How to explain this sudden turnabout when they had agreed that Ashley would not wear makeup until she was 12? "It's only lip gloss. She'll be 12 in 5 months. I know we agreed not until her actual birthday, but you let her have that iPhone." That would be the trick. Turn it around and make it about the iPhone, because Michelle had purely by fate been the one who died on that particular hill. Michelle told her daughter,
"I'll handle the boss. Just lip gloss, though, nothing else. Pick the one that makes you happy."
And it did make her happy. So happy that Michelle felt herself smiling at the woman in the checkout line, who surely understood.